And we're back here in Wynn. Arkansas's Mountain Home Lady Bombers are set to tip off their season against the Valley View Lady Blazers. Starting lineups are being called up right now. We go ahead and give you Mountain Home's lineup. Number two, Brooklyn Mitchell, 5'10", junior. Number three, Jayla Yonkers, 5'10", guard, that's junior. Number 21, Anna McCarn, is a 6'4", post, senior. Number 24, Lakin Moore, senior, 6-foot, guard. And our last starter will be Livy Falseness. Number 33 will be a 6-foot forward for 11. Looking here for Valley View. Valley View is going to start off with, looks like it's going to be Alana Orsby, number 3. It's going to be Annika Wilbanks, number 5. Jayla Lett, number 11. Bella Seaman, number 13. And Bonnie Fagan, number 4. That's the starting lineups. Tonight's starting lineups is Mountain Home versus Valley View. We are going to get set here, guys, and we're excited to start off some lay bomb basketball. Spencer, any last things you got here?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. You ready, Spencer? I'm glad to have you on our side. We will try to keep you guys updated here with stats and scores coming from the hangar as Mountain Home's taking on Fort Smith Northside. Matt is there giving that call as both teams are getting their final preparations here from the coaches, and we are just about ready to kick this thing off. Tonight's tip-off is brought to you by Clear Results Glass. Clear Results Glass sponsored tonight's opening tip-off. Mountain Home is out, ready to go. Anna McCarn will be jumping center for Mountain Home. I'm guessing number 5 and Annika Wilbanks. So Annika Wilbanks had 20 points last year. Now they're going to send Orsby out, number 3, out there to tip off on that. So we are set. Mountain Home will be going left to right here, the Lady Bombers. Valley View will be going right to left. Open tip is up, and it is going to be tip to Brooklyn, Lake and Anderson for the quick two. Mountain Home with a quick two here off the opening tip set play. Orsby's going to bring the ball to the left side. She is going to be trapped by Yonkers. Mountain Home's defense is very active right now. The ball goes down inside to Wilbanks, back outside to Orsby. Orsby drives, puts a shot up, no good. Great block out by McCarn. She comes away with open rebound. Mountain Home leading 2-0 here with 7:36. Moore going to bring the ball up the floor. Swing it over to the right side. The ball's going to be stolen. McCarn throws the ball away as the ball is brought down by Seaman down the left side. Seaman going to bring it up top for Valley View to Orsby. Orsby swings it over to Fagan. Orsby cuts, and the ball's going to be thrown off her hand. She's going to try to save it, and it's going to be stolen. Jayla Yonkers with a hand on it. Mountain Home gets a turnover. Here with 7:07, Mountain Home leading 2-0. Moore is going to take the deep three, and it is going to roll around no good. Livy Fosnes and Wilbanks are going for it down low. It's going to be a jump ball as both of them had it tied up. Great job by Fosnes on the boards right there.
Yeah, quick three there on the transition. She's a little deep behind the line, but we got confidence in her to hit that shot, so don't mind that at all.
Nope, you like to see that shot. Ball's going to be – Mount Home's going to show some pressers. Orsby brings it around the left side, brings it, and McCarn comes in front of her, knocks the ball away. Ball's going to be tipped and off the hands as Orsby misses the layup. Wilbanks goes in trying to get the rebound, knocked out of bounds. It is going to be Mountain Home's ball. Don't like that opening. Got around that press pretty easy there.
No, they sealed off that one side, set a little screen. She just dribbled from the free throw line all the way down. Thankfully, we got a little pressure on her layup. She missed it. So.
Mitchell's going to bring the ball across the timeline here with 6:42. Mountain Home leading 2-0. Great set play into McCarn down low. She's going to double dribble the ball. She catches it and kind of fumbles it as she grabbed the ball and just didn't realize.
Catch it clean. Yep.
Nice power dribble trying to go up. Mountain Home in a press here as Valley View set to throw the ball in. Ball's going to get dribbled in. It is going to be passed back to Seaman, and Seaman is going to travel with the ball.
Yeah.
Turnover right back for
there
Mountain
you
Home.
Go. You see this sped up that little bit. She caught it. She stubbed those feet. Good turnover there.
Yonkers going to trigger the ball in the inbounds. It's going to come up and hit McCarn, and then McCarn's going to get back to Yonkers for the three. Rattle around, no good. Orsby's going to pull away the rebound for Valley View. Mountain Home leading 2-0 with 6:26. They're going to go up the court. Nice pass inside to Wilbanks. She's going to miss the first shot, but get her own rebound. Put it back in. Now we're tied at 2.
Yeah, we got a miss there. We got to come up with that rebound.
Yonkers bringing the ball up from Mountain Home. Sets the offense into motion. Moore's going to drive around the left side. She's going to try to jump step, and they're going to say she took an extra step, and it's going to be a third turnover early here for the Lady Bombers.
Little nerves maybe. Little quick steps there.
So far, these turnovers are all going towards the hole as Mountain Home gets pressure, and Brooklyn gets the steal right underneath the goal. Brooklyn's going to get the steal underneath the goal. Valley View is going to tie her up, and it is going to be Mountain Home's ball with a quick turnover right after our turnover.
They not call a jump ball there?
They did. They called a jump ball. Brooklyn got the steal.
And got the tip.
No, there's been a jump ball between down here with Fosness and Wilbanks. Yep. So the ball's going to be triggered inbound, swung up top to Fosness. Fosness over to Mitchell. Mitchell first three for as a Lady Bomber. No good. Rattles around, and Valley View comes away with the rebound. Siemens out with it quick for the Lady Blazers as she's going to drive the lane, kick it out to Orsby. Had a wide open layup, but kicked it out to Orsby for the three. Valley View leads 5-2 here early with 5:40 left in this first quarter.
Just a good dribble kick out there. Good wide open three.
Drayla's going to bring the ball at the top of the key. She's going to get – defender's going to fall down. Valley View's asking for a foul. Didn't get it, but Jayla's going to drive the ball to the hole. She's going to get fouled going up, and that's going to be Wilbanks' first foul as Jayla goes to the line with 5:31 left.
She just shook that girl at the top. They wanted a foul. She just dropped her.
Jayla's first free throw rattles around and doesn't go in as Mountain Home is going to sub. Addison Ferris coming in for Livy Fosness. Jayla's second free throw attempt on the way. It is up and it is good. Mountain Home cuts the lead 5-3. Jayla Yonkers puts the free throw in. Ball's going to be triggered inbound to Seaman. Seaman's going to walk, but they didn't call it. She's going to pass the ball. There was a double dribble that didn't get called. This ball comes up top to Wilbanks. Orsby now with it at the top of the key for the Blazers. Mountain Home's defense so far looking good against the Blazers. Seaman has it on the left side. Back up top to Wilbanks. Swung around to Lett around the right side. She's going to get it down low to Seaman. Kick it out top to Orsby. Open three. No good. Mountain Home done block out. Valley View gets the rebound as it comes to Lett, and she puts the ball right back in. Blazers up 7-3 early here on Mountain Home.
We got lucky. She missed the three. It was wide open, and we didn't get the rebound there.
Mountain Home back on offense as the ball swung to the left side for Yonkers. Shot's going to come up short. There's going to be a scuffle for the rebound. It looks like they're going to get Jayla Yonkers on the foul as she got tangled up with Jayla Lett. The battles of the Jaylas, and their Jayla won as our Jayla fouls with 4:47 left.
Another good look. Not mad about the shot. Got a great look there.
They'll
go.
We've got some great shots so far. Mountain Home now looks like they're going to be in a trapping 1-3-1 as Orsby's going to catch it in the middle, drive down to the baseline, kick it offside. It's going to be over the head of her intended defender. It's going to be into the backcourt. Brooklyn's going to chase it down. Nice pass to Jayla. Up and in as Valley View with their fourth turnover leads to direct 2 points. Great hustle by Brooklyn Mitchell. Pass it off to Jayla Yonkers for 2-7-5.
Yeah, that looked like it was just going to be a backcourt violation, and Brooklyn just beat her to the ball.
Orsby's going to go around this 1-3-1 and beat it. Lakin Moore with off the miss shot with the rebound. Pushing the other way as Mountain Home's coming. Lakin driving around. Ball's going to be knocked away. Try to be saved inbounds. It is going to be saved inbounds by Orsby, and then Mountain Home is going to beat them to the ball as Anna McCarn gets it at the block, goes up, and takes the foul from Will. Oh, they've got number four on there. That is going to be Jaylee Letts, I believe, first foul. I thought they got Wilbanks on that. That was going to be huge for her second foul. It's going to send McCarn to the line as she's going to step up and hit her first free throw with 4:02 left in this first quarter. Mountain Home trailing 7-6 in a game that's kind of went back and forth so far, Spencer.
Yeah, good pace right now. Just take care of the ball. Those shots will start falling. Like where we're at right now.
Second free throw up and good as Mountain Home is looking like they're going to extend the pressure about three-quarter court here as Orsby's going to bring it across, right across the timeline. The ball's going to be just lost out of bounds.
Well, she went to make a chest pass, and the ball just floated out of her hand.
As Bonnie Fagan grabbed the ball, tried to pass it away. That's fifth turnover already. Fifth turnover already for Valley View.
That's right where we want them. Keep pressure on them.
Mountain Home's going to bring the ball as Brooklyn's going to drive the lane. It's going to be blocked. Brooklyn's going to go up, and the ball's going to be blocked as Orsby comes across out of nowhere and blocks that ball.
She one of the volleyball players?
Yeah, no, she's not. She's the transfer from Jonesville there.
She put that one against the wall.
So ball's going to be set out of bounds as Jayla's going to put it into play here. And hit Lakin Moore on a nice little inbounds play. The shot for three is no good as ball rattles around. Valley View comes away with the rebound, their fifth of the night.
Good look again.
Fagan's going to hit Orsby on the side. She's going to throw it over to Lett. Lett's going to try to throw it inside. Ball's going to be stolen. Knocked away by Livy Fosness, and it's going to be come away to Lakin Anderson. And Lakin is going to, Lakin Moore, Lakin's going to turn it right over to Orsby as she's trying to get the ball down the floor. Orsby drives the lane, puts it up, no good. But Will Banks is right there on the rebound for Valley View for the putback.
And she missed a layup there, and we had two girls down there, and Will Banks was able to get right in the middle of the paint and grab that.
So Mountain Home come away as they bring the ball. Nice little set play, Brooklyn Mitchell. Nice little handoff to Lakin Moore. She rolls around and nails the jumper from the base or from the elbow. 9-9 with 2:53 left here in this first quarter. Orsby brings it across. Skips it over to Seaman. Seaman assessing what's going on in the defense. Looking to pass. She throws it down low, and it is just going to be taken to the hole as Addison Ferris went for the steal, unable to came with it. Fagan grabs the ball, takes it in for two. 11-9 here with 2:30 left.
Yeah, Addison, she went for that steal. Looked like she tripped over the post player's foot, and she fell down. That left two girls down there wide open.
So Mitchell going to bring the ball across the timeline, get us into our offense. Hits Ferris. Ferris is going to turn and throw it to Moore. Moore's going to drive, try to kick it to Jayla, throw it out of bounds. That's the fifth turnover for the Lady Bombers as Lakin Anderson is coming in for Lakin Moore and Anna McCarn back in for Livy Fosness.
Really thought that ball was tipped right there, Brad.
Looked like it was.
He's a lot closer to it than we are, I guess. Brooklyn just about got her steal right there.
She did. As Orsby brings the ball across the floor, Brooklyn just saw her kind of napping and went in to try to get the steal. Knocked it out of bounds off Brooklyn. Mountain Home in. It looks like a 1-3-1. Yep. As I got Orsby trapped in the corner now. She's trying to throw it and just throws it off the leg of Jayla.
Yeah, that 1-3-1 is long.
It is.
That's a lot of length up there. I like that.
So they're going to throw it in. Triggered in the inbounds. As Seaman's going to throw it down to Fagan. Fagan going to assess defense. Ball's going to be tipped by Jayla. Stolen by Brooklyn. Mountain Home is going to come away with the steal. That's going to be the seventh turnover for Valley View as Brooklyn brings the ball across the timeline. Nice little weave offense as they're going to hit Jayla. Jayla kicks it out to Addison Ferris. Addison pump fakes. Does not take the shot. Loses it. And the ball is then going to be turned over by Jayla. She picks it up trying to get the ball down low to Anna McCarn. Ball coming across the other side of the court as Seaman takes the ball coast to coast. Going to try to go up for the shot, but she's going to be fouled by Lakin Anderson before she can get that shot away. 1:38 left here in this first quarter. Mountain Home trailing 11-9.
You know, on the other end there, I kind of want Jayla to shoot that shot. She got to that second block down there in the paint. The pass may have been there, but that was a pretty good defensive play by that girl to get a hand up.
Take that 10-footer, right?
Go ahead and shoot it.
Yep. Seaman's first free throw is up and good. Second free throw on the way. It is good as well. Valley View with a 13-9 lead. Mountain Home bringing the ball across the timeline here with 1:34 left in this first quarter. They got a walk here up top as Mountain Home is in a weave offense. Hand the ball off to Brooklyn. Brooklyn took an extra step as she's curling around the weave. And they called it for that's the seventh turnover already from Mountain Home. Seven turnovers for Valley View, seven turnovers from Mountain Home. We're getting out rebound at the moment, 6-2.
Yeah, turnovers will kill a lot of teams. We just settle in.
So against this 1-3-1, Valley View is going to run it in. Fagan drives it inside, kicks it outside to Let throws it down low to Wilbanks. Wilbanks off the glass for two. 15-9, Lady Bombers trailing.
We're gambling at some passes that have put us out of position, Bob.
But just like that, Brooklyn comes in, finds Lakin Moore in the corner for the wide open three. Cutting this lead to 15-12. They can't leave Lakin knock that open.
No, she finally got that one. She's had a couple good shots. That one was beautiful, right through the bottom of the net.
Mountain Home switched up. Defense is now going back to man as Mitchell has Orsby up about the Hornet here at the Yellow Jackets of the Wind mascot. Orsby going to take a deep three from about 5 or 6 feet behind the arc. Long, no good as Moore comes away with it. 33 seconds left in the quarter. Hits Lakin Anderson on the left wing, and Lakin Anderson buries the three. Mountain Home ties this game. They're saying it's a two. They're saying it was a two as it's 15-14. Mountain Home trailing here with 20 seconds left. Orsby has it out top. Valley View looking to hold for the last shot of this quarter.
That was a great shot by Lakin there. Freed up over in the corner.
Fagan swings it up top to Seaman. Seaman around the left side to Let. Valley View in their offense. They try to get it to Orsby down low. Mountain Home denies it. Let has the ball up top. Tries to drive. Great defense there by Lakin Anderson as Let is unable to get the shot away. Kind of throws it up, and that's the way this first quarter is going to end. Your Lady Bombers trailing 15-14 after one quarter of play. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. And we are back here in Wynn, Arkansas, in the classic. That is, the Lady Bombers are starting off their season opener after one quarter of play. They're trailing 15-14 against the Valley View Blazers. Pretty ugly, I'd say. We kind of gambled and missed some rebounds and, you know.
Sloppy at times. I've got us 1-for-5 from three-point land right now. I thought that was a three, but they said it wasn't. So, you know, you shoot. Get the 35-40%, you're going to be in good shape there. Yep. So
Valley View is going to inbound the ball here to start the second quarter. The ball is going to be on the left wing with Seaman. Seaman's going to go up top to Wilbanks. Wilbanks over to Lett. They're trying to find a way to get him the ball inside. The ball is thrown around top to Orsby. Orsby's going to throw it out top. Lett's going